AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Lawmakers in Washington are following the investigation into the recent Russian plane crash in Egypt. Senator Dianne Feinstein says the likelihood that a bomb possibly planted by Islamic State militants down the plane over the Sinai Peninsula should prompt Russia to refocus its military actions in Syria.
My hope is that Russia will take a strong stance against ISIL. And they are not now so doing. Most of the attacks are directed toward the moderate opposition.
She was on NBC's Meet the Press. Congressman Michael McCaul says he thinks there's enough evidence pointing to a bomb that brought down the Russian airplane. He's the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee.
I think all indicators are pointing to the fact that this was ISIS putting a bomb on an airplane.
Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has made a statement regarding the controversy, calling for the ouster of University of Missouri President Tim Wolf. AP correspondent Erna Scherzegger has more.
He decried racism and intolerance at the university as well as elsewhere in Missouri and called for the concerns to be addressed, but he did not explicitly address the student protesters nor the demand that the president be removed or step down.
Gas prices are up at the pump. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says the latest survey that she's done finds gasoline prices have bottomed out.
The average retail price of gasoline is up 1 cent to $2.25 for regular grade in the past 2 weeks, but this is after the price fell for 19 weeks, a total of 63 cents.
The U.S. average diesel price is $2.55 a gallon. That's down about 2 cents from 2 weeks ago. This is AP Radio News. The license plates that were on the limousine carrying President John F. Kennedy when he was assassinated in Dallas have been sold at auction.
The price, $100,000. That's according to Heritage Auctions, who added the initial bid was $40,000. Heritage explains after the 1963 assassination, the limo was sent for upgrades to a Cincinnati company that retrofitted presidential limousines. When a new set of plates arrived, the old plates were thrown out, but the company's owner retrieved them from the trash. That owner kept the plates between books on his bookshelf. His daughter eventually offered them for auction. I'm Shelley Adler.
Police have detained six people in northern Mexico in connection with the killing of the father and brother of movie director Alejandro Monteverde. Monteverde is married to actress and former Miss USA, Allie Landry. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.